to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly overview of the hot hits, the stories in talk radio having to do with the work that they do at talkers.com, monitoring the big stories, listening to radio stations and hosts all around the country. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of talkers.com, and he goes through our list of the top 10 every week. So now it is your turn to go backwards or forwards from 10. We always start at 10 and go to 1. You don't usually go from 1 to 10, do we?
No, you know, that's something in countdowns that is interesting. When we do countdowns on the radio or television, they work best when you go from 10 to 1 or from the higher number to the lower number. Mm-hmm. When you write an article about a countdown, it doesn't work. You always have to start with number 1. Have you noticed in print, it's always 1 to 10 or 1 to 40. But when you tell it in an audio or video medium, it's the opposite way, and I still can't figure out why. But let's play it backwards. At number 10, we have the NBA playoffs, and we have Major League Baseball action. At number 9, we have the Wisconsin governor recall. At number 8, we have New York bans large sugar drinks. It's a great talk radio topic.
It is.
Number 7, Medal of Freedom recipients. Kind of interesting. Number 6, the Wolf Blitzer Donald Trump spat. At number, I think CNN had the highest ratings they've ever had in podcasts.
People going back to see that, yeah.
At number 5, the Facebook IPO problems. At number 4, the Eurozone crisis tied with financial markets activity. At number 3, Iran nuclear ambitions. Number 2, Syria massacre aftermath. And number 1, the 2012 presidential race. The most talked about people included number 10, basketball star LeBron James. Number 9, Scott Walker. Number 8, Hillary Clinton. A tie at number 7, Bob Dylan, Toni Morrison, and Madeleine Albright. And number 6, Wolf Blitzer and Donald Trump. Number 5, Mark Zuckerberg. At number 4, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. At number 3, Bashar al-Assad. Number 2, Mitt Romney. And number 1, Barack Obama. And, of course, next year, depending upon how this election goes, one of them will be number 1, and one of them will fade down the chart as the months go on.
One of the things that was most interesting this week was to watch George Bush, the former president, go to the White House to have his picture unveiled and to see the camaraderie that went on. And we can learn a lot from this. The families seem to have a great time. The two of them, not so much.
Well, you know, presidents, ex-presidents are in a very exclusive club. Mm-hmm. And what happens is they have so much in common after the game is over, when the political battle is done, that oftentimes there have been a number of experiences, a number of examples of this. Ex-presidents who were bitter enemies during their day, mm-hmm, became buddies in their retirement.
Right.
And it's interesting how that works. I've even experienced it in my own life, where people I competed against at periods of my career where we were bitter enemies and competitors. When the competition is over and the years go by and things change, I suddenly found that there was almost a camaraderie between, mm-hmm, us, because we had experienced that together.
So what do you think some of the better known hosts who are on the left and the right, as a lot of political talk radio, and that's what we're focused on here, news talk radio, what do you think they can learn from that experience you've just described?
Well, that's sort of my mission as the publisher of Talkers, is that we are broadcasters. Thank goodness there's diversity in broadcasting, that there's a left, there's a right, there's a middle. There are gardening shows, doctor shows, you know, home repair shows, finance shows. And in the music side, they play country music, they play rock and roll, they play new music, they play old music, they play standards. Can you imagine if you only approved of people who did exactly what you do? Ironically, some of the people that are the bitterest enemies in our field are people that do the same thing because they see themselves as competitors.
Yeah.
Like, they're not really on the same team, which further creates schizophrenia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is very interesting. And the way people talk about each other, and, you know, when we're all together, for example, this week coming up on the 7th, you're hosting a Talkers convention in New York City, a one-day event.
Right.
And lots, it looks like 400 or 500 or more people from our world will be in one big room, and it'll be hard to keep a lid on that place.
It's going to be exciting, and it's a 1 day. Usually it's 2 days, but this one's 1 day, and then we're doing another one in L.A. For 1 day, making it easier for people to attend because of, frankly, the economy right now, not only in the country but in radio broadcasting, is a little bit difficult, and people are stressed out and working very hard. It's hard to get away for more than a day, so the turnout to this is going to be huge. We've got a lot of big names, and you and I will get to talk about it in forthcoming Talk Radio Countdown shows, because it'll give us a lot of material to work with.
Well, material is important. Finding something new, you were talking about that a few minutes ago. You wonder, as we look through the top 10 this week, certainly the presidential race, you expect that to be at the top. Economic issues, you expect to be there. What's going on in the Middle East, you expect to be there. This doggone Donald Trump birther thing, it is really amazing. I think that I heard somebody, actually I asked this question on the air myself, Michael. The question is the same now as it was when Ronald Reagan was coming in. Are you better off now than you were before, 4 years ago, or whatever the measure is? And instead of just sticking to that, because I think if they did, if you and I were advising these people, because they're happy to use our medium, but they don't use it very effectively sometimes, or any medium, they stick to one message and they win, instead of all of this negative stuff, which, again, sort of sets the tone and makes all of us crazy, because that's what we're listening to, all these people, taking apart somebody else's record instead of standing on their own two feet and saying, let's go, hip, hip, rah, rah, V-I-C-T-U. Oh,
yeah. What happens, though, is sometimes, we forget how ugly politics is. We forget how ugly things can be. We sort of always hope that it's a new era and that things will be better. But one of the problems that people are facing right now with this election, and the really smart hosts on the air who kind of stay above the fray, is that the public doesn't trust either side. The are you better off now than you were 4 years ago doesn't completely work, because the people that are coming in to say they'll make it better are the ones that made it worse. So people are afraid, well, maybe things were so messed up 4 years ago and 8 years ago that the new administration and Barack Obama can't even begin to help it, or it would have gotten worse had Bush stayed. People have lost sight of what's up and down. There's no clear alternative to the path we're on.
Yeah.
And that's why there's no simple solution. I guess the best bet would be if somebody came along completely isolated from blame and just said, here's what I think we should do. If you think this is smart, vote for me and my party. If not, don't.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if it worked that way? as opposed to, this guy's terrible. That's why you should vote for me.
Right.
Well, who are you? I'm not him.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Isn't that the way it really
is?
Yeah,
it's really, it's astounding. In a moment, a message or an item that is such perfect talk radio fodder, we love, love, love it. So that's coming up. Stand by for that. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers.com, is here with us on the countdown.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail. Women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with CentOS uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call CentOS at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
According to Mayan prophecy, 2012 will be the last Father's Day ever because the world is actually ending in what looks like a Barbie zombie alien apocalypse. Heads up! So let's make this Father's Day ultra cool. Give Ice Blue Aquabelva aftershave.
Happy Father's Day, Dad!
Whoa!
Thanks, son.
Refreshing.
A Father's Day favorite for generations, Aqua Velva cools, firms, and tones.
Look out! Aliens! Zombies!
Stay cool, Dad!
Aqua Velva. Men get it.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle. Sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
So let's wrap up this leaf blowing and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yeah?
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Hey, I'm inside a car shop who's comparing new and used cars on Autotrader.com, and a celebration's about to ensue as we get closer to finding the best deal on the perfect car. His head wants something reliable with great gas mileage, but his heart yearns for leather and a big V8. Here we go. Whoa, looks like they both got what they wanted. What a great deal. Now the sparks are really going to fly. Yep, I'd say he feels pretty good about finding a great deal on a car he loves. Autotrader.com, the ultimate automotive marketplace.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here on The Countdown with our review of the top 10. And in that is the number 8 item this week. The mayor of New York has decided it would be a good idea to ban large sugary drinks. And if there's anything that is more wonderful than this to hear discussed, I can't think of it, at least not this week anyway, Michael.
Oh, yeah. No, talk radio of all ilks loves to rail against the nanny state, against the government telling us what's healthy and what's not. It goes all the way back to the beginning of the modern era when Jerry Williams caused a recall on the election to force people to click it or ticket, you know, the seatbelt thing in Massachusetts, which eventually was overturned and they got the seatbelt law.
Yeah.
But remember the outrage over that. How could the government say I have to wear a seatbelt? But this one with the large sugary drinks, why that? Why not hot dogs? Why not no banisters in the subway because they're full of disgusting germs?
Yeah.
I mean, what's more dangerous, drinking a big sugary drink or holding the, you know, the railing on the subway?
I can see some clever host who would say, okay, there's a backdrop of a 32-ounce Slurpee or whatever it is. And then the guy goes out and buys two 16-ounce
of course
Slurpee, and they put them in. Look, I can buy these together, but I can't buy that together. And, of course, then it...
And, of course, they'll charge you more for that.
Yeah, right.
You know, it costs more to buy two 16-ounces of anything than it does 132-ounces.
So that was the mayor's real intent, was to get more money out of those poor taxpayers of New York.
He works for the fast food industry.
Right.
I don't know what he was thinking. I'm sorry. There are so many more important things than that. The government, you know.
Well, but they say he's trying to. We certainly have talked a lot about the obesity problem, a lot of great medical programs on the air.
That's not why we have government. That's not why we have mayors. No. Now, if there was poison in the sugary drinks, and some people can say that sugar is a poison, then you got to ban sugar.
Yeah.
But to arbitrarily say 32 ounces versus 16 ounces is kind of ridiculous.
And
I personally don't care because I don't drink that stuff, but I could see where talk radio can have a field day with it.
Perfect stuff. That and the John Edwards trial, painting him out to be some kind of a... Again, this is great theater on the radio. Amazing stuff. Good stuff. Lots of great information, a lot of great stories being told, and fun to listen to a lot of your favorite hosts. We review the hot hits every week on The Countdown. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers.com here on The Countdown.
Hope. Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So what's on your mind? Chances are it's the same as on the minds of millions of people listening to talk radio and watching talk television. That's why we have this countdown show, to give you a clue as to what the consensus is. Here, the focus on Syria with reporter Alex Thompson talking to Anderson Cooper.
The southern sector, which is where there are some Syrian troops, and we stopped, and there was a firefight at that point. So we went and took shelter in the building. I looked across from where I was, and about 4 feet away from where I was, there was a body covered in a blanket. When I pulled that blanket back, it revealed an old man way beyond fighting age, at least 75, 80 years old, who had a gunshot wound to the head. A few feet away, I pulled over another blanket, and there was the body of a girl. She could not have been more than 5 or 6, and she had a gunshot wound in her chest. And I put the blanket back and gave her whatever little dignity you can give to somebody in that situation. Now, those bodies will not have been discovered by the UN convoy, because they bypassed and went further into town. So I am telling you tonight that however many bodies they think were recovered, and however many people have been killed in Houla, the number is in fact greater than that.
The Assad regime is denying any responsibility for this. But as we know, over the last 14 months or so, they have lied repeatedly, and we have seen children repeatedly tortured to death and sent back to their families. Is there any reason to believe anybody other than government forces or government supporters did this massacre?
I don't believe there is, but there's proof on the ground. If you go to Houla, tell me this, why is it that the area which is connected, which is controlled by the government, by the Syrian army troops, is a ghost town? It's deserted. There are no civilians there at all. Why is that? And why is it the case that there are lots and plenty of civilians in the other sector of town, which is controlled by the rebels? Why is it that the civilians flee the areas where their own government soldiers are, yet they remain in areas where the rebels are? The obvious inference from that situation, from that evidence on the ground, clearly is that the Syrian people, feel safer with the rebels.
Here are some talk radio caller reactions to the suggestion that we, the U.S., get involved in Syria.
I'm just not really, and it's really tough question. I'm sorry, I just got this one. But we're just trying to please the whole world, and this thing's going to work. I'm just throwing them a war. you can't afford it, life, money, and all.
Yeah, I think the emphasis should be on trying to get the violence down. We've heard for the past 2 months that, or a few months, that let's get rid of Assad. No, let's get the violence down. We intervened in Libya after 1,000 people were killed, and there were claims that up to 3,000 would be killed. The intervention resulted in 25,000 dead and 50,000 wounded, and Syria most likely would be a lot worse. So I think the emphasis should be on getting the violence down and getting peaceful politics going in that country. It is not easy, but it's way better than a war.
We've got enough problems of our own. We should take care of our own right now. We've got too much crisis that's going on in the United States itself. Economy, and we need to get that straightened out, and we need to get the growth going again.
Yes, after this last massacre, I say that they have the ability to pinpoint through satellites, and I say that we go in and go into that specific area and get involved with air power. That's how I feel about it. I think they've gone too far, and we've already gotten involved with a lot of different places, so trying to alienate people. I'm sure most people in the Middle East are saying the same thing. Even the Muslims, I'm sure, are saying, this is ridiculous.
My take on it is this. There has to be some money involved, and this is not money involved. Most people aren't even interested. From the way I see it, most people that I hear talk about it, they're just, give everybody guns. Let them all kill each other and let God sort it out. And it's a shame, but that's the way the world is.
800-510-8255. Coming up, your calls on Syria. Is it time for us to go in? Next on The Countdown.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-890-6408. That's 1-800-890-6408. 1-800-890-6408.
Gear up for summer at Sports Authority. You'll find amazing savings on everything you need to make the great outdoors even greater. And when you join the league, our new rewards program, you'll earn 5% back on your purchases. That's 5% back on grills, tents, boats, bikes, plus summertime styles from brands you love, like Adidas, The North Face, and Nike. Save big and officially start your summer at Sports Authority. All things sporting good. Exclusions may apply. See store for details.
What appearance? Sit down, unfortunately.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now 33 minutes after the hour on the good day. Whoops, wait a minute, the good day. Got to get the right program. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show for another half hour. And our focus is on Syria. Your calls at 800-510-8255. U.S. Ambassador Susan Rice says some of the powers around the country may, I'm sorry, around the world may consider action outside the U.N. framework in the Syria crisis, unless the Security Council increases pressure on Syria in response to the Assad regime's continuing violations of the UN-imposed ceasefire. Rice says the Syrian government's recent attacks against civilians and continued failure to withdraw their heavy utility is unacceptable. So the shootings continue, and the suspicion is that these people don't care. So what are your thoughts on whether or not we, that's you and I, the taxpayer, fund our soldiers going in to Syria with others to help straighten the situation out? Tom in Michigan, you're up first here on the countdown.
I had the same opinion when we got involved in Libya. And, you know, today there's a story in the front page of the New York Times, which I read most of, 10 allies joined the U.S. to move to expel Syria diplomats. And, you know, it seems right now maybe diplomacy is the best way to do it. We'll see how far they dig their heels in over there in Syria, the people who, you know, are doing this to their own people, whoever they are. You know, it's really hard to pinpoint who's responsible here. I'm sure there's a lot more than a dozen people responsible, you know. So anyway, I just don't think that it's our role right now when all these other countries are involved too. I mean, like in Libya, here's why I draw comparisons, because in Libya, it's pretty much the same thing was kind of happening, except for, you know, Gaddafi was an admitted terrorist. You know, he admitted hiring that guy who was in the Scottish jail who planted the bomb on the plane, and then they let the guy out of jail, and then he dies, and, you know, we all know what happened to Gaddafi. But I think it might be a little different in Syria, but not much.
800-510-8255. Welcome to another serious situation. The UN reports the discovery of 13 more dead bodies overnight in Syria, executed at close range. Bodies had their hands tied behind their backs. these gruesome findings this week after Kofi Annan, used to be the UN director, now is the special envoy, left the country. 108 people were massacred over the weekend. Officials from Russia and China still expressing opposition to any kind of military intervention. It's so predictable, isn't it? What the Russians and the Chinese come up with, it's all politics. 800-510-8255. Pat in California, what do you think we need to do?
I just went to the veterans part of the cemetery on Memorial Day to put flowers on my husband's grave. No more intervention in the Middle East for the United States. We cannot, we don't need to lose any more American lives. Not for this type of a situation, my God. It's so terrible. These young people come back from the wars today in the Middle East. Their wounds are so horrific. Loss of limbs, loss of everything. It is not worth it to the United States. We have too much that we need to do in this country to get back on our feet again.
A lot of people agree with that. All the money we spent in Afghanistan, $400-500 billion, and what do we have to show for it? Zero. Spending more money now in the trillions, actually, in Iraq between the war and fixing up afterwards, and what do we have to show for that? Not a whole lot, except, well, some people say we got rid of Saddam Hussein. We had to fill that vacuum, that void. 800-510-8255. Al's in Missouri with thoughts on the international community's involvement here.
It is a shame on the international community not to get involved. Shame on them that they are standing on the sideline and watching tens of thousands of kids being massacred. This regime is the most ruthless regime in the Middle East. They are criminals. They are a family of criminals. They need to be taken away. And the United States is the most powerful country in the world. They don't have to have boots on the ground. All what they have to do, basically, is just take out their most important forces and power on the ground. And that would solve the problem.
800-510-8255. What, in your opinion, solves the problem in Syria? Us getting involved, we send our military, we get all this money. We just passed a budget in the Senate for, $674 billion. To keep the military machine going and our military might up. Is it used to protect ourselves? Not usually, not really. It's used to go do stuff like this. So is this the way you want? What's your comment here? 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter with comments. I'm reading some of the things that are coming in now. Here's somebody named Harold who says Obama has never been clear about what should be done in Syria. Let's see here. He knows that this is not what this is not what we approve of. Watch his arm go. He governs like Hitler. Huh? Somebody not a big Obama fan. Here's Steve in Connecticut. More on our involvement potentially in Syria.
So my take on it is that I think we need to get a PR coalition in the region, first of all, like Jordan, Lebanon, and Saudi Arabia, to sort of invite us to do something. So at least we have credibility with especially the Muslims in the region. I think we can do it with missiles and take out Assad. I'm concerned, one, about not putting American boots on the ground anymore. And also, if we give the rebels arms, it seems inevitably those come back to be aimed at us or our, you know, allies at some point, a.k.a. Afghanistan.
How can anybody be, and I was just looking at the White House Press Secretary Jay Carney's statements about the supporters that exist for Mr. Assad. How can there be any support for this guy? The Russians, again, and the Chinese, back to them. How can there be any? The Russians and Chinese have no credibility in this whatsoever. No matter what we do, how is it that they, you know, it's all about, again, oil and the usual stuff. But these people have no moral base, do they? If they support a guy like this who's murdering hundreds of thousands, that's by the way, this is going to add up to that kind of number by the time this is all over. 800-510-8255. Anthony, listening to the countdown on the nation's capital.
You get into a war with Syria, the only thing we do is weaken our resources and actually give Iran enough time to actually strengthen their resources. And we just can't get bogged down in another ground war. And we should learn something from history. It's easy to get into a war. It's hard trying to get out of it. You even do airstrikes, but even when you do airstrikes, you still have to support it some way. It's no different from Libya, because Syria's war and Syria's armies are stronger than Libya's. And their air defense is stronger than Libya's because they basically received a lot of their mechanics from China and from Russia and from Iran. That won't be as easy as it was in Libya. I will stick with the diplomatic route right now because of this, your son, he will fall. And it's a matter of time. And I feel bad for the people of that country and see them get slaughtered that way. But eventually they will fall. And then eventually the rest of the world will come in. Because for the United States, they just can't keep doing it alone. We just can't. And I think the president is doing the right thing. You know, and I'm really, really feel bad and ashamed of Mitt Romney and John McCain, because by them saying things like this, it's easy for somebody to say that when you're not in that position.
800-510-8255. This all becomes politics. Meanwhile, the people in the advisory role in the White House who have been interviewed on lots of the news programs on radio and television are saying we will continue to pressure Syria's allies to go take care of him. So, interesting, people are confusing Libya and Liberia. You may have heard that the former president of Liberia, a guy named Charles Taylor, was sentenced to 50 years behind bars yesterday for war crimes, convicted of arming and supporting rebels in Sierra Leone in return for blood diamonds. It's the kind of stuff that has gone on in this area of the world for a long, long time. Not in the same sense as what's going on in Syria, but there are these ruthless people. They get in charge of these areas of the world, and they can, unless there's some kind of really violent uprising, they do whatever they want to, at whatever cost. Barbara in Missouri with a question.
My question is always when I hear this, is why is it that our country can support rebels going against the government in their own country, and we assume that the government there deserves, that the people should be armed and trying to kill the leaders of the country? Can we do that in this country? We would be murdered in the street as well if we became rebels taking arms up against our government. And where are these rebels getting these arms as well? I just feel that no American should die in that situation. And if we get involved militarily, we will die and we will be killing Syrian civilians.
All right. So there is a no vote, I guess, on our getting involved. What's your vote? 800-510-8255. Calls continue to come in. So more of them as we focus on the continuing problems of Syria and what ought our role to be there. 16 before the hour on the countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
After a long day at the office, all I want to do when I get home is watch a little TV. Is that asking too much? But by the time I'm home, somebody's already hogging it. And if I try to record my favorite shows for later, my DVR tells me it's full and can't record anything else. When did TV become such a hassle? Then I saw this offer from Dish. They have a new DVR system called the Hopper that delivers HD content to four different rooms of your home. That's right, one HD DVR, four rooms of shows. And with the Hopper's Primetime Anytime feature, I set the DVR once and watch my local primetime shows in HD for up to 8 days after they've aired. Now I'll never miss my favorites again. Four rooms of TV and a complete DVR experience for my entire home. The Hopper's not only a cool idea, it's a great deal. And it's only from Dish. Call 1-888-770-DISH today. That's 1-888-770-3474. Limited time offer subject to change without notice. Recording capacity limited in select markets. Hopper available with qualifying HD packages. Hardware and programming sold separately. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Corporal John Reedy, 17th Regiment, 7th Infantry Division.
Sent to the 17th Infantry Regiment, 7th Infantry Division, and I worked in communications. all of the publications and community and things that they have to do with message, with operation, for instance, of the regiment, comes through the message center. For instance, decoded messages, that's where they decode them at the message center. It's like the post office. The message center was like the post office. And one of my duties was I operated a switchboard, and I rode shotgun on a message center Jeep, which was, make sure the Jeep gets through.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
The war had been going on for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the call to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Sort of a poll on the air. That's what the calls are about. 800-510-8255, taking the pulse of how people think we ought to take care of business in Syria, or is it our business at all? And ought it to be a political discussion? It's a policy discussion, whether it ought to be political or not, I guess remains to be seen. A lot of the news covering this, and we talk about what's in the news on the News Talk radio stations, listening, monitoring these shows all around the country to bring you the pulse of the nation conversationally on the issue-oriented talk radio programs. That's what the countdown is about. We continue now with John calling in from Ohio with his thoughts on whether this is our business or not.
We have no business over there. We can't afford it. We don't really even know, I've been following this war, and we really don't even know who's really killing who. Assad is saying that the rebels are killing people, and we have seen time and time again rebels hide within, general population of women and children and people getting killed, and we really don't know who is killing who there. And it wouldn't be the first time that rebels have killed people for political gain and blame it on their government. I'm almost 50 years old, and I've watched this throughout the 70s and 80s and 90s, and it's the same story played over and over again. And, when is the United States going to learn that we're not the police of the world? We cannot afford this anymore. That's number one. We just can't afford it. I mean, we're so strapped here at home, and we pay so many taxes now, we need to start taking care of our own people.
800-510-8255, agreement or disagreement when it comes to that sort of things. They're looking a little bit more on the discovery of those 13 victims, the bodies found in the eastern part of the country. UN Mission Chief Major General Robert Mood says he's deeply disturbed by the appalling and inexcusable act. Well, there's no news there. I mean, that's almost foolish to say things like that. What else are you going to say? Moscow categorically opposes foreign intervention. Barbara in Arizona, you don't think this is a good idea for us to be involved in either, do you?
What do I think about Syria?
Yeah.
I think that it was unfair that all of those people were killed, but I don't feel that we should send our children to be killed. It's been enough killing. Our kids are killed. When you send them over to the war, they're killed. I think we should stay out of it, let them handle their own, and let the president worry about the United States, and let Mr. Romney, if he wins, worry about the United States. There's been enough killing of our children.
A lot of people agree with that. 800-510-8255. It's interesting. One of the most popular threads I'm following here is a question asked by some people in Canada about whether they get involved. Do we follow often what the Canadians do, and is that a good idea? What are they thinking? 800-510-TALK at 51 after on today's countdown.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control. Your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the official attorney for the Countdown Show, is here with an overview of three or four of the items that we have on our countdown. The top 10 stories of the week include three or four items, Steve, that are right up your alley. For example, number three this week has to do with a Facebook IPO and what sort of legal trouble they are in. Do you think the average person understands what really is going on here? And was it something, if the Facebook IPO had gone well, would this have all been pushed under the rug?
Yeah, if it had gone well, everything would have been fine. I mean, you could do a course on what they did wrong. NASDAQ, when they were having the IPO, was not prepared for the amount of orders, and therefore orders didn't get done in a timely fashion. I mean, how did they not anticipate that? Mm-hmm. There's some big legal issues in regard to the fact that there may have been insider information provided soon after the initial IPO that allowed some to get out and short sell. So there's going to be a lot of investigations. There was plenty of screw-ups. This is one that we're going to be hearing about for a while. With the exception of what's interesting is Morgan Stanley, who is very often one of the bad guys, really wasn't a bad guy in this, but they are stepping up right away as far as compensating customers of theirs, mm-hmm. even though they probably didn't have liability there. So,
do you think that's a result of all of the previous cases and being sensitive to attacks that might come from the government or otherwise private sector as well?
Absolutely. This is not suddenly that, you know, the leopard is changing his spots. This is seeing an opportunity to, we've been bad guys in the past. We're going to do it right this time, and everybody else will be the bad guy.
So
there's some real concerns here, and it does show the individual is at a great, great disadvantage when it comes to the stock market.
Right, because they do, it's all the big guys
yep.
who control themselves. So what sort of insider information? We knew what the stock price was before. So, and are you talking about the stuff that was negative that they failed to report that came
exactly.
out from?
Yeah. And this is one of these things. It's actually sort of amusing in the sense that, on the one hand, it did seem that there was negative information that by law was supposed to have been reported and was not reported publicly. On the other hand, they frankly could have done it in their usual reports, which a lot of people don't read anyway,
right.
And because they're just so voluminous that it would have been buried in there, and they would have been fine. But no, the insiders got the negative information, and this is how that market unfortunately works. You know, it's just like when you get a buy order. You know, a rating, buy means hold sometimes, and these large brokerage houses don't make their money on the commissions with the small people selling. They make them on the big sales and the big companies and listings, so they don't care about the little guy.
Number six on the countdown this week has to do with that suit that the various Catholic groups have moved into a higher gear. They're trying to take down Obamacare in a specific reference. Is this going anywhere?
Yeah, you know, it's a toughie because on the one hand, the program does require everyone to participate in it, and there are times that this is not considered a violation of religious rights. On the other hand, you are talking about compelling these companies and institutions to do something that is against their religious tenets. So this one's a tough one. This one could go either way.
Either way. Interesting. The Rutgers student who, I guess, basically took pictures of his roommate kissing another guy, and it ended up this guy committing suicide, got 30 days. And
yeah.
Some community time and stuff. People say that's outrageous. Is it?
It is and it isn't. Believe it or not, this is probably kind of a compromise by the judge. Because, in fact, legally, the case against this guy for the charges that were brought weren't that strong. And, as usual, the defense argued that the case should have been dismissed. Now, the judge didn't do that and probably said, you know, I don't think the case is very strong, so what I'll do is I'll allow it to go to the conviction, but I'll give him basically the slap on the wrist. So both sides are appealing this. If indeed this was, you know, considered by the judge a real conviction, the amount would have been ridiculously low.
All right, so there they are, three important stories this week from the legal mind of our official counsel here. Check out Stephen J.J. Wiseman's website, which is, I don't have it in front of me. What is
Scamaside.com.
Scamaside.com, right?
Yep.
Right. Which is Scamaside.com. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Pharmacy.